Good morning, children. This is not Captain Capitalism. This is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. More or less just dragged my ass out of bed, drinking some coffee, doing a short anarchy moment. I was going to do a lot of things. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Randy and I were going to record 3 episodes of Stating the Obvious on Sunday for publication this week. That didn't work out, and my week is pretty damn busy. Her week is also busy. And thus, it's Wednesday morning, and I'm going to bang out a quick little anarchy moment, and I think it's going to be a short one. That's what she said. This is just an observation. I've noticed that one of the more popular podcasts I've put out is the Mac Users Are Idiots podcast, which I think is great because Mac users are idiots, and anything I can do to spread the word. And I think, in fact, I may just repeat that episode tomorrow for those of you who haven't heard it. And that, because I don't know that I'm going to have time to record between now and then. And here is, actually, I have two. I have 2 additional updates to the Mac users are idiots. Story number one. Because I work with event companies and I work with corporations and I also just know people who own their own businesses, I know a lot of people who do presentations, right? So you got a projector or a big screen or whatever, and you got to plug your computer into it. And every time somebody shows up with a fucking Mac, you have to go through this thing where you have to find this adapter. There's this video adapter you got to have because, you know, the Mac can't fucking have the same video plug that everything else has. And so you got to find this adapter. And what amazes me about the fucking Mac users is that they never have the fucking adapter. So you bought a Mac. Your Mac doesn't fucking interface with any other goddamn device on the fucking planet Earth without this one particular fucking adapter. So do you go buy the adapter and then carry it around with you so that when you want to plug your Mac into a projector, you can plug the fucking Mac in? Well, no, of course not. You expect somebody else to always have the fucking adapter. Or else we just don't get the motherfucking projector because, oh, I don't have an adapter. There's no adapter here. Like, there's supposed to be a fucking adapter there for you. Like, the projector is supposed to come with the fucking adapter for your goddamn fucking Mac. So, fucking Mac users, go buy the goddamn adapter and carry the fucking adapter down around with you because the rest of us are tired of having to constantly wipe your fucking asses for you. Mac users are idiots, number 2. I'm at a fucking corporate presentation, and they're doing their slides with a fucking Mac up on the screen in front of 600 people. And the message pops up on the fucking screen. Your startup drive is full. Please remove some files to prevent errors or problems or something like that. But the point is their hard drive was full. Okay, story number 2. I'm talking to this other person and she is telling me that she might need some video editing because she's doing some video work. And so she was doing some videos with her fucking Mac. And she's like, yeah, we recorded 6 hours of video. So first of all, she recorded 6 hours of video in one goddamn shot. One 6 hour long video file. She recorded 1 6 hour long video file. Secondly, she lost the entire fucking video file. Take a wild guess why. Because she was recording on her fucking Mac, and the hard drive on her Mac completely filled up and, of course, crashed the fucking video file because it ran out of disk space. Why can you fucking Mac users not understand the concept of not filling up your hard drive? Why is that so complicated? But wait, I know the answer. Because here's the thing. You see, there's a rough analogy here. Roughly speaking, it's not precise, but roughly speaking, Apple users are left-wing statist. Windows users are right-wing statist. Linux users are anarcho-capitalist. See, with Linux, you can do damn near anything. And because it has all the programming languages, you can learn programming, you can write your own software, you can do absolutely anything you want. Linux will completely allow you as much freedom and responsibility as you are willing to take. You can do everything from the command line, or you can use a fucking window manager like KDE or GNOME, which completely sucks balls nowadays. I don't know what they did to that. Or Enlightenment, my window manager of preference. You can use GUI apps. You can use text-based apps. You can, of course, copy encoded DVDs that are uncopyable. You can write code to hack into the Pentagon and steal military secrets. You can store your fucking soup recipes. Linux will allow you to do anything you want to do, as long as you're willing to educate yourself and learn about it and then take responsibility for what you do, just like anarcho-capitalism. Windows is sort of this middle line. You know, you can do some stuff for it and you can do some programming, but they're still spying on you. I almost upgraded one of my computers to Windows 10 to see what it was like. And then I read a article on the internet about all of the places in Windows 10 where you have to go in to turn off all the information that Windows 10 collects from your computer and sends to all the corporations and the, quote, Microsoft trusted partners, unquote, whoever that is, and all this shit. And then I, you know, saw about people upgrading to Windows 10, losing their internet connection and losing information. I just said, fuck that. No, Windows 7, sticking with that. I still have machines that run Windows XP. Not fucking around with Windows 10. Suck a dick. So Windows is like right-wing statism. It gives you this sort of illusion that you're in control, but in reality, there's a lot of restrictions on what you can do, and your information is always being fed to the corporations, just like right-wing statism. Now, left-wing statism and Mac users. Just like left-wing statist are the stupidest fucking humans on the planet. When you see at least the right-wing statist will usually go get a job, make some money, they'll buy their own food. You don't see a lot of right-wing statist on food stamps and welfare. Left-wing statist are the most helpless, worthless pieces of shit on the planet Earth. And they're just like Mac users. Just like a Mac user. Is it seriously 7 o'clock? Jesus fucking Christ. Just like a Mac user. Just like a left-wing statist. They have no idea what's going on around them. They don't understand the world. They don't understand math. They don't understand economics. They don't understand supply and demand. They don't understand why fat women are not attractive. They don't understand hard drive space. They don't understand RAM. They don't understand restarting their fucking computer. That's something Mac users have. They will not fucking turn their computer off and restart it. This bimbo who is showing me how she lost 6 hours of video, she has like I mean, her that little bar down at the bottom of your Mac that has all your open programs, it's like full and extending off both sides of the fucking screen because she will never close any software. It's just, my God, no wonder your computer is so fucked up. Close all the goddamn programs and restart the thing once in a fucking while. But Mac users are just like left-wing statists. They have no idea how anything actually works, how it functions. All they know is they want stuff. I want my free abortion. I want my free birth control. I want my food stamps. I want my welfare. I want to record 6 hours of video without stopping. I want to play my slides on the screen, but I don't have a fucking adapter to plug in. I want, but I have no fucking idea how to make any of this stuff happen in my own life, and so I sit around and I wait for somebody else to bring it to me, because I'm a fucking Mac user, and I love my Apple computer, because it's so easy to use, and I need a computer that's easy to use, because I'm a total fucking idiot.